Praise God. Before we pray for them, I just want to give them a little word from Song of Solomon. Where else? Chapter 7. Here's a wonderful admonition. Just a few verses here toward the end of the chapter, I suppose it is. I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. Verse 10. And then we have a wonderful word here. Come, my beloved, let us go forth into the field. Let us lodge in the villages. Let us get up early at the vineyards, to the vineyards. Let us see if the vine flourish, whether the tender grape appear and the pomegranates bud forth. There will I give thee my loves. The mandrakes give a smell, and at our gates are all manner of pleasant fruits, new and old, which I have laid up for thee, O my beloved. Praise God. This morning we sang, I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses. It's a very precious song, and it always just seems to draw us into the presence of God. You know, some of these songs have really a wonderful anointing on them. Not every song that's written has that anointing. But you can sense that as you sing certain songs, the Lord just seems to draw near. And that song, I suppose, calls us back to the garden tomb where Mary got up early in the morning to meet with the Savior. Or she didn't know she was doing that. She went to anoint his body and pay her respects and continue to mourn over her great loss. But there Jesus appeared to her, and the sound of his voice was so sweet. The birds hushed their singing when he said, Mary. And she awakened to the fact that it was Jesus that was standing before her alive. Praise God. You know, when we sing that song, we also think of the garden of prayer. I come to that garden. I come alone, and early in the morning, I spend my time with the Lord, and I just pour out my heart to him, and I open my heart to what he has to say to me, and we hold sweet communion there. Well, that's a wonderful way to start the day. Just start the day in the presence of Jesus, and then take him with you into the day, and maintain, abide in that presence. The Lord will show us how to do that if we're earnest. But then that last verse always interested me. It says, I'd stay in the garden with him though the night around me be falling, but he bids me go. Through the voice of woe, his voice to me is calling. I thought, why would the Lord tell me to leave? But he's not telling me to leave fellowship with him or communion with him, but he's showing me where else he wants to walk with me. Through the voice of woe, through the pain and the heartache and the suffering in the world, when I hear that, I hear the voice of Jesus in that calling me to come and to bring him to those who are in need. I suppose as these children come to camp, that there'll be those that will be brokenhearted, and there'll be those that are going through real trials in their young lives. And God wants to give us an ear to hear that voice of woe, the voice of Jesus calling us. And here in the Song of Solomon, the bride says, come, my beloved, let us go. Let us go into the field and lodge in the villages, and get up early into the vineyards. The beloved is saying, let's take me now to that dying world. He brought her into sweet fellowship with himself. I am my beloved's and he is mine. And she first learned to experience that love firsthand and learn to give herself to him, learn to surrender her will to him, and so on. And now that she has met her beloved and come into union with him, now he says, now let's go. Take me to those that are lost and those that are in pain and suffering. Let us go into the world. Jesus said, the field is the world. There, when he told the parables of the sower and so on, the field is the world. Look onto the field. It's already ripe unto harvest. And Jesus says, let us go. Let us go into the field. Take me with you now. And then into the villages. We think of the villages. We think of that portion of the world that's closest to you. Jesus went about the villages and the towns teaching and preaching and healing those that were sick. He said, when you're filled with the Holy Ghost, go out into Jerusalem and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the world. Those villages, that's your home. That's your workplace. Those are the little places where Jesus sends you day by day, not far out of your reach. And he says, take me there. There are those in those villages that need me. They need someone to bring me to them. And then when it talks about the vineyards, I often think of the people of God. In the Old Testament, Israel was pictured as a vineyard of the Lord, a vineyard of his planting. And here he says, and bring me to others that love me, and make them to know that they can know me in a more intimate, more wonderful way. You know, the church needs to be ministered to as well. Sometimes we are so interested in reaching out to the lost that we forget those that are around us, that it's not enough just to know that you're saved and you're going to heaven. God's salvation is much greater than that. He wants us to know Jesus in his fullness. And when someone finds him like that, then he wants to use them. I remember the story of Madame Guillen, that she was, Brother Edwin told how she was walking down the street and she met up with some ladies, and there were two ladies that were talking with her, and one woman in particular, she was talking about some wonderful things that God had done in her life, and Madame Guillen just listened quietly, and this other lady that was with her, and they were very happy to hear how God was working. Well, the next day, this other lady, met up with Madame Guillen, and she said, you know, that was such a wonderful meeting that we had together yesterday. And she said, oh yes, that lady had a wonderful testimony. God did wonderful things for her. And she said, I wasn't talking about that lady's talking. I was talking about your silence. It was that presence of Jesus in your life, that fragrance of Jesus, that just fed my soul. You know, we who seek Jesus, we don't seek him for ourselves alone. But we seek him so that we might bring him with us. Bring the fragrance of his presence wherever we go. The Apostle Paul said that everywhere I go, I bring the fragrance of the presence of Jesus. To those that are lost, it's the fragrance of death. It brings conviction for sin. Causes people to see their absolute need of a Savior. And to those that know him, it's the fragrance of life. It's the call of Jesus to come closer and to know him better. And then he talks here about mandrakes. And when you read about mandrakes, that has to do with reproduction, at least in the book of Genesis it does. The story of Jacob and the mandrakes and so on. And so I'm reminded of that. Pomegranates and mandrakes, they speak of reproducing after his kind. Praise God. And we want to see that fruit, that fruitfulness this summer. And right at the start, we've been seeking Jesus in these days. We've been calling upon him to draw us. We've been consecrating ourselves to respond to him. We've been surrendering our wills to him. And now, as we learn to walk with him and we continue to seek him that way, Jesus said, now let's go. Let's go out into the field. Let's go out into the villages. Let's go out into those vineyards. And there I'll show you my love. Oh, Jesus will manifest his love to us as we yield ourselves as vessels in his hand. And so let's pray that every contact will be filled with the love of Christ. Will you pray that every day as you minister to these young ladies and little boys? And then for the rest of our staff, God brings people here. People that are hungry for Jesus. People that are in need. And he wants to use you to bring the fragrance of Jesus into these lives. You know, in the dining room, there can be a presence of Jesus manifested as we walk with him and as we minister in the love of God. And so, don't minimize what God can do through you if you'll just let him fill you with his love. Praise God. And so, as you're waiting on the tables, as you're washing the dishes, as you're cooking downstairs, you know, it makes a big difference if you just keep in touch with Jesus and just keep in his love. Praise God. I think today, I thought, and every time I come to Pilgrim Camp, I think, my Lord, there are going to be people there that have really come to find you. People that have traveled across the United States. Here we have our friends, the Rangels. They came from California, drove all that way just to spend a few days at Pilgrim Camp. And I remember how Brother Gardner used to say, if you can only be here a short time, God can do a quick work. And I reminded them of that today. And then there are these from Illinois and all over. People come. They come because they're hungry. And we have nothing to offer them but Jesus. Well, that's all they need. Praise God. And we have a great responsibility to live in his presence and to abide in his love, so that through us we can be part of that blessing that God wants to bestow upon hungry, needy souls. And so here's a beautiful little passage there. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling, but he bids me go. Through that voice of woe, his voice to me is calling. I want to answer that call. Praise God. And as I do, as I reach out in love to others, it seems that the love of Jesus increases. There I will show you my loves. Oh, as we let that love flow through us, it becomes part of us. And we experience the love of Christ in a new way. There's a verse in Proverbs that says, he that watereth shall himself also be watered. And so as you give out, and as you share the love of Christ, God will make sure that he pours back on you. You're going to be watered too. You're not going to lose out at all. Praise God. And so I want you to take that with you, and we'll be praying that God will continue to come to you so that you might be able to more effectively bring him to those he sends into our lives at this time.